In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Libenter gloriabo in infirmitatibus meis, ut inhabitat in me virtus Christi. The words of the Apostle St. Paul that we hear today are very mysterious. I shall glory in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. I shall glory in my weaknesses. This affirmation is mysterious because it would seem to us that we should do the exact opposite. That we should glory not in our weakness, but in our strength. Our idea of holiness very often portrays a kind of perfection which excludes any kind of weakness. The philosophers of old preached a moral perfection called apatheia, which meant the suppression of all the movements of human passions. So any inclination towards anger, lust, greed, or any other passion would be bad in itself. The simple fact that someone would have a temptation would be a sign of moral failure. If we follow this way of thinking, to be holy would mean to be perfect. And to be perfect would mean to have no weakness, no temptations at all. But my brethren, this is not the kind of holiness that God asks from us. True holiness is not found in the utopic state of apatheia. Holiness does not require the complete suppression of the movements of our passions. Otherwise, there would be no hope of holiness for us at all. Because who of us can control our passions in such a way that we don't even feel their movements from time to time? Who can be free from all temptation? My brethren, the response is none of us. None of us. We all have our weaknesses. We all have bad inclinations in our nature. We all have our own battles and our own temptations. For one, the battle is especially against gluttony. For the other, it is against lust. Yet another one has to fight against anger, or greed, or sloth, or envy, or pride. These are the passions, the infirmities, the weaknesses that our nature suffers from. And yet, even in such a state, we are called to be holy. And here we have to understand that holiness does not exclude weakness. And weakness does not exclude holiness. And this is the great lesson for us today. I have to confess that it was always a cause of great perplexity to me. The fact that God allows these weaknesses to remain in us. It was always something difficult for me to understand that when we are trying to be faithful to God, we still have to battle with our bad inclinations. It would seem that once we have started serving God seriously, temptations would be no more, and the effects of original sin would somehow evaporate, disappear. But we soon discover that this is not the case. We know that the word temptation has a very bad connotation for us. We see temptation as an occasion to fall. And then we ask ourselves how God could allow such a thing. But what we don't realize is the other side of temptation. Temptation is not only an occasion in which we can lose, but it is also an occasion in which we can win. Every temptation places us in the arena. Every temptation is a battle. And yes, we can lose, but we can also win. And that's the reason why God allows us to suffer temptations. Because by them, we learn to be humble. And we also can grow in virtue and gain many merits. Every single temptation that we resist is a new precious stone for our crown in heaven. The Apostle St. James said, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation." Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he has been proved, he shall receive the crown of glory, which God has promised to those who love him. So we will only get the crown if we fight and win. And we can always win with prayer, with the reception of the sacraments, and with mortification. So, my brethren, we should not despair if we see ourselves surrounded by temptations. Sometimes we will feel anger inside, sometimes pride, and so on. That's the way it goes. These movements of our passions are part of this life, and we cannot avoid them completely. But we have to remember that temptations are not sins. They only become sinful if I willfully consent to them, or if I voluntarily expose myself to them. But otherwise, temptations are not sins. To be tempted is not a sign that we are not with God. My brethren, the saints themselves had to suffer many temptations. And the more they tried to be faithful to God, more temptations would come their way. And we can see that in the epistle for today. St. Paul says that he had a thorn in the flesh, which many understand to mean that he had to suffer from temptations of the flesh. And when he asked the Lord to deliver him from that, the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." The grace of God is sufficient for us. So even though we are broken, even though we are weak, we can still be holy. And here we can see that holiness is more accessible than we thought it was. Because to be holy does not mean to be perfect in the way we usually understand perfection. Our ideal of holiness is not the apatheia of the pagan philosophers. But our ideal of holiness is the charity of the saints. And the charity, which is above all, love for God. This is the essence of holiness, love for God. And that's why this is the first commandment. Because it is the most important of all. So even though we have our weaknesses, our battles, even though we have our defects, yet we can be holy. It is possible. If we simply strive to love God faithfully, more and more, every day of our lives. And if I love God, I will love my neighbor, and I will also observe all the other commandments of God. The love of God is everything. And with this in mind, we can better understand the words of St. Paul. "I will glory in my weaknesses, so that the virtue of Christ may dwell in me." Because it's only when I recognize my weakness that the Lord can come and help me. If I keep saying, I'm strong, then there's nothing that God can do for me. But if I simply confess my weakness, my nothingness, then the power and the love of Christ can come and work in my soul. And this is holiness, not the strength of man, but the strength of God in man. In my weakness, I can be really strong. Strong not of my own strength, but strong of the strength of God. So in spite of all our imperfections, in spite of all our weaknesses, God can and wants to sanctify each one of us. We just need to love God and let Him work in our lives. Holiness is not something impossible, but it is simply to strive faithfully to love God more and more every day of our lives. So never give up. Never despair. God has called you to be a saint, and you will become one. You just need to be willing to love God above all things, concretely, every day of your life. And that's it. So, my brethren, remember, the love of God is everything. It is our holiness and our strength in our weakness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.